cheesed off and fed up.
I fucking am pissed off.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. That's bored. I was supposed to have Teresa's little lad this morning, so she thought, don't come up while about 12-ish, because half 11, 12, because I've got to go to hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And she had it yet?
They took her in at fucking 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, chuffy now.
Couldn't call her or put a note to her fucking door. Oh. So I've got to go to Bastard Granny's now.
So I said it this morning then, do you think? I don't know.
I don't know if she said it or not. Maybe just as all the took in this morning, she was definitely in labour.
Oh, she might have had it, yeah.
She was in fucking labour before now. Sent her straight back out.
Do you have Kelly been bad?
Yeah.
I thought I'd seen her about. No idea about Kelly's bad. I'm sure I've seen her before after three.
Oh, she was bad a fortnight. She had that bug.
Oh yeah, Maggie's got it.
Yeah, oh, she was bloody ill.
I've had a bloody nose on and off for about 3 or 4 weeks. I've avoided everybody in case it turns into it. That's the sister, you watch.
This new one though starts with bad headaches.
Yeah.
Because Kelly started, well, what first couple of days were bad headaches. And I had no watch.
Yeah.
And then sick. Then the fucking imagining all sorts of shit. Walls were falling in. Oh, there were fucking everybody fighting upstairs, and they were all punching her head, and all the clock were fucking falling on her. There were about four of me. She said, "Mam, they're all fighting, everybody's fighting. Hey, help me, Mam, my mum's fighting." I said, "I'm here, you dozy cow." They can't eat or anything, not even have water. Even if she had a sip, it just went.
That new bug?
Yeah.
You get everything?
Everything.
Cool.
Anyway, doctor out on the Wednesday. I had him out on the Friday night, 1 o'clock, not surprisingly. He sat with me for 3/4 of an hour because she just had walls falling in on her.
Yeah.
And she couldn't breathe. So they were squashing her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He just locked the door in time. So we just stripped her, she had no on. We had fucking back door, front door open. At 1 o'clock, and it was full of fog, freezing, and I'm. Just to knock her temperature right down.
Yeah, what's that to say about it?
He were away at Birmingham. He went on a welding fucking test.
Oh,
Billy. They were all about Thursday.
Yeah, Billy's been on it.
This is to be inspected.
And you know about a job?
Yeah, he's at Drax.
I got it.
He don't like it though. He's working out all except 12 hours of this.
Yeah, they've changed where Steve is. He had 3 months in for inside, and other week they changed it over. Now he's outside now. But they provided him with boots and...
Oh, they have Arthur. They have
Arthur. It's still cold and he's got these gloves. I've never seen you one with a pair of gloves in your life, yo.
These are nice. But, early nights.
Yeah, Bill does that. They've transferred him. He don't work at Santoft anymore.
Where's he work?
Selby. Other side of Selby somewhere.
Yeah. Maureen works at this frozen food factory up past Lincoln Way. Right, they fucking transferred her to... She phoned me last night, I couldn't believe it. I said, how the hell are you going to get down here? Epworth.
Epworth? What about people that come from round here?
Because there are loads of people from what's working in Gainsborough from Epworth.
Is there? You'd think they'd leave all them up that end and fetch all them to this end, because there's loads from Stainless.
This one is a tatie factory now at Epworth. They want in a man there, especially lads, but all in. They don't want any more women, so men.
And you earn no better job than I do. Ain't no work at Fridays.
Well, Wendy's off this week, so I've worked some extra. I'm pissed off with that.
I bet you are.
I work at side of him, well just a little bit like that.
Yeah.
I see his bench in there. And I have to things go flying into fucking sink, and it sings up the side of Battle Road. It's bollocks, bollocks, bollocks. Oh, it just my fucking head. You say it all the time. Women shouldn't be out on their fucking own. They shouldn't be fucking let off a lease. They're fucking rat. Women are. I didn't know that fucking shovel. They were packies.
Oh yeah, they took it over at weekend. All that time we were saying last time, and what? It's the mud into out at least.
Oh, the mud in with son.
They supposed to have him and girlfriend split up. Yeah. Well, the name is half hers and half his. So they were buying the house off the son. So he could pay her, and son's moving in with them. So he keeps his house, but he lives with his mum and dad.
I thought I see them passing now, coming home from going to work the night. They're all sat having tea, and they're home, and I thought, it's funny, they must be just coming down to me for dinner.
Oh, it's their house now. That's why it wouldn't go up the same.
Well, he's well in with Arthur, right? Yeah. And he wouldn't even tell Arthur.
Won't tell nobody. Every time we mentioned it, he says, oh, it's a load of rubbish, it's your stories. He even put that note on counter, if you remember, that were all stories and that, and he weren't moving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't get over it. Do you know, they come out right there like a lunatic.
So I'm just gonna wake him up, give him some dinner, and pick the rabbi up.
No, I don't blame him.
She could have to put an outboard door and set it bastard.
Well, if you were in right bad labour, I don't think they'd have thought about it, would they?
Teresa would, because Andrew won't go in with her. That's why I went twice last time.
He won't go.
He won't go.
He won't go, I think, so. Yeah.
So that's why they... She were in labour before, but Andrew's still knocked out fucking door. Get in here. So neighbours just shouted me into open.
First time, and then they had it a couple of days, and he says, look, I'm going to start charging you for lost wages. You says this should be repaired in 48 hours. He says, well, I expected you to keep it about 2 weeks. We're working on other cars. He says, not nearly 5 weeks.
Oh,
yeah, 5 weeks nearly. Anyway, when he phoned up about wheel balance, he says, can't you take it to another garage and pay for it yourself? The insurance job, like. So he says, yeah, fair enough, I'll take it to another garage. He says, but insurance is paying this and docking it off you. Put the phone down. Anyway, we contacted insurance, told them what had happened. They got in touch with our insurance, come back and they says, like Cornell says, we've got to take it to National Tyres. They said we've got to take it. We paid for it, got an invoice, took the bill into them and they're going to send us money back. £23 odd it cost us just for that piece.
Okay,
no. I couldn't get over it.
Well, Arthur went for a fucking new tyre, well, he went for a puncher. And his tyre cost him 48 bastard quid. He come in the house. I said that didn't take money. No, they put a new fucking wheel on! Up here. So.
It costs a fortune nowadays, though, doesn't it?
I hope he sticks up, he says he's jacking it.
Yeah, but there's no work about him. The older he gets, the less it's going to be. Because what is he, 40?
43 this year.
43.
He's been out of work 6 months, Kath.
Is it 6 months?
Yeah.
But then again, time's flying by that fast.
6 months he's been off work, and another 6 months, 4 months, I'll have him grave, I think.
You're not used to him being at home, though, are you?
I thought, with him being on nights this week, right, can't fucking over up, you can't back do this. I put fucking over up. I thought, fuck it, yesterday, I waited while one. She usually gets up about that time.
Yeah.
I thought, fuck it, I put over on and I woke him up. You just fucking whacked me out with that! I said, oh well, you're awake now.
So you finished over it.
Yeah. So, I was supposed to work every afternoon this week. Every dinner.
Yeah.
Right, and he's just messing me about. He expects me to stop in and listen to the phone all the bastard time.
But
and they start work at 9, they can fuck. Oh, they've all worked out to be shut, you know.
Or what?
Cat, fortnight ago.
Oh, well, I don't
Social got him.
Did he? And he got it up for extra staff now.
I won't mind going back my fucking thing because I need money. I've got to pay my college fee, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something, I've never laid eyes on her since before Christmas, and that's only because she was coming out at sharp.
Yeah.
Because it's
well, it went. The rumour was round, right? It went bankrupt.
If? Yeah.
Right. By June or July, I chop up a shut. So.
Well, his cooking's really.
Yeah. And now, so, he went abroad, didn't he, to Canary Islands for a week.
Did
he? Hiya. For a week. Right. And he says, I want to book my holiday. We had a book to pack up the day before. Right, and while he was away, little dicky bird phoned me and told me there's a letter here.
I got your billy yesterday, and I said, oh, do us a favour. I says, will you say out anything? Just tell us about breeding. No, you're not getting my voice on that thing, he says. I don't like hearing my voice and everything. And he threw it on the settee. We had a right laugh about it. Could stop laughing. Me and your mum did one this morning. I had about 20 minutes left on it and she helped me finish it off.
Yeah.
So I could spot tapes of her.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. What's yeah mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and all that, bloody hell. What were your mum doing? Have you been to your mum's?
Yeah, I've been to my mum's. I've just had a cup of coffee and some fairy buns out of there. These fairy ones.
Crafty, yeah, she didn't give me one. Yeah. I've been over and she didn't give me one. Yeah, she comes in here and eats me cakes and biscuits. She had toast and tea this morning.
Bloody hell.
I stood in kitchen and I smothered this slice of toast and butter were just literally running off it and it were all soggy and floppy.
Oh,
well, we had to do that with her having a sore throat.
Yeah.
Can't.
She was not polishing cap.
I know. Stephen's nicked up polish. And I had another one, you know, one of them with sponges on, and he snapped sponge off end. So now you sat and go, going like that, you're stupid. Don't start laughing. What's JJ doing anyway? Gone to a mum's?
No, she's doing some ironing and things. We went to Donny the other day. What money we've been getting, like, when I first, before we got that gyro for me and JJ, she got 1 week's money, didn't she?
Mm.
So I went. And I give her that 62,
yeah.
Right, out of that other money.
You're 70-odd.
Yeah. Then I got my 70-odd, and she got another week's money. And we just put it all together, and we split it down the middle. She says, right, there's your half, there's mine.
Mm.
And she says, right, do what you want with yours, I'll do what I want with mine. And now I went out and I got this baby nest shawl thing.
Oh, for Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 quid.
You what?
30 quid. It was gorgeous. I looked at it. She picked this one up white and I said, I don't like it.
Is that
I
the one
it? Can't get only 8 quid.
Is that the one it pushed you where the feet are all covered up and.
No, it's a baby shawl thing, you know, where you can't take them out of hospital in.
Oh,
it's like
what,
a quilt thing with a zip. You know what I mean? And it's got like a hood thing.
You can put them in pram, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got one of them. It's pure silk, pale green and white, and we all lazy. I
are you keeping
like
that
it.
For all of them?
Yeah.
That's your special one?
Yeah, that cost us 30 quid.
Good God.
And I says, are you going out? She says, what on? She says, that. She says, no, that's your money. You buy whatever you want for Babby, I'll buy it. She bought the one for 8 quid. I says, is that the deal? Yours were only 8 quid. She says, well, how much were yours? I says, 30 quid. You paid 30 quid for that? She says, yeah. She says, you're crazy. So anyway. Went to Index, I'm on the bank, said a watch. Looking for a watch for us and I thought, well, I come to rings. I thought, well, I owe her a ring. So I got an eternity, half eternity ring. Cheap anyway. Anyhow, $29.99 and I bought all that. Says, here, doctor, I don't buy you out. So it's my birthday on 27th of February, I want a watch. Anyway, she says, which one do you want? I says, that one, £64 something.
Bloody hell.
And oh, it's gorgeous, great big, you know.
Did she get it?
No, she paid me for my birthday.
She'll lend the money by then.
So, oh, she will. She's got
when's your
due? April.
Oh.
April, May time.
Shame you couldn't have it for your birthday.
Oh no. I'm having a watch for my birthday, that
Yeah,
was.
you watch.
Yeah, for my birthday. And says that one should last me just over a year. That one should. But she bought me one last year.
£60 for a year? Bloody
the
hell.
The other one cost me £20 and that lasted me just over a year. Oh.
Stephen's lasted him about 6 weeks. If it starts going funny, he takes the back off to have a look, no matter how much you pay for it.
Mm.
Dismantles a lot, it's stupid. I've got more straps, really cordless watches, everything, all over the place.
Yeah.
Because Wayne gave him one, he paid £70 for it. And he dismantled that within 3 weeks of having it.
Yeah, it's in Index. You got Index one?
Yeah, it's in the cupboard.
I'll show you that ring I got there as well.
Chuffed about it, she couldn't cash check, it had to go all through a bank and everything.
Yeah, it would have done, yeah.
Because the chips,
yeah.
Diamond chips, they'll be little tiny ones,
yeah.
Smack it middle of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they are. Smaller than that. Ah, there they are. There.
Yeah.
That's a diamond and sapphire. Going on, just a bit bigger than yours.
Yeah.
It were 100 quid, that one.
Uh-huh.
It's nice,
but it looks
that.
Nice. Yeah, I'll go to that one.
There it is. I think that's it. 26, 26, 26, 26. Yeah, that's it. See that?
Yeah.
That's Sarah's engagement ring.
Sarah's engagement ring?
Yeah, she got engaged. Can't remember if I told you.
34 quid.
Ooh,
nice.
Because I said 30 odd quid. She says, yeah, they're on special. Because they're knocked down prices, aren't they?
Yeah.
And she says that she didn't want something expensive when she could be buying something for the kitchen, you know, like a microwave or something like that. So I don't blame her, really. So we hit it. And you know buttons, I went like they're on top now, there's bloody work. And all buttons went inside.
Oh.
Steve looked at it, he said, I think you better go shop and buy yourself a new one.
Thank you.
I don't know. Sometimes they've got some in that in tip book, they're in them leaflets.
Oh, I'm gonna pick that one as well.
Like Steve's.
That one.
Yeah,
I want to have that one as well. Yeah, well, that one and this other one, but I like this other one for 60 odd quid. Yeah, 60 shrooms, what I have.
Things in there.
Really? Yeah.
I was looking for an alarm clock. I thought I better have a new one or else I'm going to start sleeping in for work.
Hmm.
But they're usually cheap in here, but I want one that plays music. I can't hear an alarm clock. It's got to
be a radio alarm clock.
Yeah. Otherwise I can't get up. Because Steve always had to wake me up for work.
Yeah.
And then he decided to buy me a radio alarm for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. I've heard it ever since. Till I hit it.
Radio alarm clocks.
Can't you go out like this? Things like this. Can't you have them sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, we've got a toaster. And one of them Breville toaster things.
And
them and that. I got rid of that thing.
Did you?
Yeah. I got my microwave now, though.
Haven't you got one something like this?
Eh?
Didn't she have a two-ring burner or something?
Yeah,
like
she had a two-ring cooker thing, yeah.
She got rid of it?
Yeah. No bell thing.
I thought you weren't supposed to have one of them.
You know.
But you can have a microwave.
You can have a microwave, yeah.
Can't you have a deep fat fryer and things like that?
No, it's fire hazard.
Oh. Oh, that's not a fire hazard, you can have it.
Yeah.
They're cheaper in here, aren't
Plus with condensation of fat and everything, than just decorating out rooms and that.
So you can have microwaves, toaster, kettles, things like that, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I just wondering. Can't buy clocks. Can't buy a bugger all. Cameras. Radios. They'll be around here somewhere.
Yeah, radio.
Just wondered how much they are, because that one that's just disintegrated on me, I got it from Britannia. It's rubbish. It's never worked proper.
Yeah.
It sort of played about 2 or 3 minutes of music and then it went for a few minutes. That's why I kept hitting it. And then music, if you hit it, music come back up.
Oh, wow.
Stupid it was. I'll have to have a proper look later, I can't find it. I found them. I said I can't find them, I found them. Here they are. What's that one? Number four. Digital clock, mains operated, fast time, alarm set, snooze feature, battery backup. $4.95?
Not bad.
That's not bad at all, that.
No.
$7.99, $6.95, $6.95, and $6.50.
There you go.
Yeah. I might have that a little.
Yeah.
And stick batteries in. I prefer them with batteries. At least if battery goes out.
If electric goes off.
Yeah, if electric goes off.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be battery backup system. One I threw off floor. Because of this man's legs, I threw it off floor. I got really mad. It's a good job I've got two. So I shall have one of them, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you are. I'll turn this tape off now. Let you listen to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Yeah, not too bad, are you?
Fed up.
Fed up, why?
Constantly reading and writing.
What are you doing anyway?
No, because I can't go and stay in London. I mean, I've asked my aunt, she says, well, yeah, you're welcome to stay, but I know deep down inside she really wants a privacy, she really wants a privacy, so.
Is that, you want to go back?
Yeah.
Don't you like it round here?
No, I like it. No, it's all right. I'm putting up with it.
Yeah.
So I rang the college and I said to her in school, I said, is it possible for you to send me out the work and I send it back to you? But they says to me, glad we know you've done the work. And another member of your family has it. And I says, well, what about if I like fax you up on a computer? Do you know what I mean? I transfer what I do to their computer. And I said, well, that's fine. You can do that on our computer in the office where, like, faxing to meet up abroad or to London. I said, that's fine. And she says to me, what we know about you, she says, we know that you're quite capable of doing this work. And I said, yeah. She says, if you promise us that you do all the work and you don't get any confirmation or anything from your parents, she says, that can be arranged. So they're sending me the work and I get it sort of every Monday. And I've got to send it back to them on Friday. So I'm non-stop. I've got this it is hard.
What are you doing?
You've got to answer all questions and then you've got to explain why you're putting it. And each page one question, it's got a line of it. So you've got to write a full page back to it. And you write on the other side, on half of the page, what you meant by it. And I thought, well, I'm just telling you that. Why have I got to explain? spend it again. It's really... I'm wanting to ask my mum and dad for help, and I thought, no, I promise, you know. Because in the end, I will have to go there to spend the day for the exam. And if I ask
you've
my
got
parents,
to sit there.
Yeah. And if it comes to the end where I've got to ask my parents, when I get there, they're going to know that I've not done it. So there's no point in cheating and making out I've done it when I haven't.
What are you studying for?
It's for law, but it's... Well, I want to go to something
else. You've always wanted to do that, though.
Jacob?
No, I'm not down here.
Oh, you're not down here? I was
no,
just going to say he's moving.
Mine's Dr. Weeks.
Ah.
You see, we used to live up their end, up to 10 years ago, and then
sure.
we moved up this end.
Well,
I used to live at Thor, and then we bought an house down there in private estate. We're horrible. We lasted 18 months.
Sure.
And then we moved up here in 1981. Yeah, I've been here 10 years.
Do you ferry though?
Well, I was born in Dunstrath.
Were you?
Yeah, I was born up there end, but it was not like that when I was little, do you know what I mean? It's just horrible down that end.
But it says on one bit, it says, right, we're asking you a question about law, you're in a situation in a custody court battle. They asked me all these questions, and I thought, how the hell do I know? I'm not in a bloody custody court battle.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to ask my mum, and I thought, well, go on, give me some ideas of that.
Hadn't you thought about her asking, not like your mum and that? Because that's family.
You and Brian.
Somebody else that
is
you know.
Who knows about the law and that?
No.
Well, I could
you
not
know,
answer
the, there's friends about that's been separated and been to court and bits and pieces like
I'll
that.
I've been watching Penny Oprah Winfrey. She's been giving me some ideas and that's Sally Jesse. But actually, it gave me some ideas today. Did you watch
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, that was.
But that's been on before, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, there are repeats
yeah.
just lately. Because I flicked it on and it were about them 50, 60 year old grannies in bikinis the other day and I flicked it off me. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, and the belly dancers and all
yeah.
that.
Your nerves, them ones. I don't like watching what
about
I'm
about to laugh. Watch. Oh, I like when all the men are on and they're gyrating about. Oh, I leave that on. And my mum will. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll watch this. And I thought, yeah, you will. I'm wanting now to ask your mum now, but I thought, no, I promise. And I'm not going to ruin it just by asking this question. So.
Isn't there any colleges around here?
But this one, I don't know. I've not really seen any sort of law ones around here. They're all sort of Cambridge and Oxford and...
Well, I thought there's places to stay.
No, to say, there's a lot going up here. I'd have thought they'd have had a load of colleges up here. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I mean, law ones, where you can actually... It's
oh,
not
I don't
nothing
know.
Else, you know, medicine, all this, that, no, just law.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've done about 6 questions since this morning, dropping Ashcroft. I've done 6 and I've got over 30 to go.
22 days left.
Yeah. I can either type it up to her, or
yeah.
I can write it by hand.
Yeah.
But she says if there's one mistake, every one mistake, a point is deducted. So I put a question for then I get that deducted. And I can't ask my mum to look at it, because she won't anyway.
What did your mum do like?
My mum used to do law as well.
Did she?
Yeah, but I can't ask for any, because they says to me, you know, we're trusting you that you won't...
Yeah,
behind about. This is the first time I've ever done this though.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be able to get help from somewhere. If you were at college or somewhere, you'd have a teacher to ask them.
Yeah, but I'll be ahead. If I ask my mum and dad what they are, because then they say to me, what's your mum doing? I said, she's done law and stuff. She says, well, you're going to be a grade higher than what the other kids here are, and it's not going to be fair on them.
Yeah.
But I can get information and lie be like, hi, from where I want. Oh, kids are out.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go and get her. She's great. I'll bring some papers up and show you.
Yeah, okay
I'll ask
then.
You then.
You never know, I might know summit.
Yeah, I'll cheat with you. I'll see you later.
Okay then, see you later. Coming for a coffee this morning, didn't you hear what I said as I was going through the door? You know I went like that and then turned away, didn't you hear what I said? I says, I'm not stopping, I'm dying.
Oh. Ah, Chris was shouting on you, she says, Cass, gone now, not friends with her.
No, Margaret were talking to me and I'm stood here like this. She says, are you dying to go to the toilet? I says, yeah. I says, I'm ever so sorry, I'm going to have to go. So I left the door open, shut for it. I just caught a glimpse here and I said, I'm going, I'm dying. Trying to tell you I was going to the toilet and I shut upstairs. Yeah, that's what I had this morning. I'd been out here about 5-10 minutes and I thought, oh, my stomach feels funny. And then you know where that you were talking about yesterday? You know where that you were talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
The girl who just got married?
Yeah.
She pulled me up and she says, she's going. She says, is there some bugs going round? I says, I don't know. But Maggie had got it. I'm just wondering if I caught something, you know. And she says, oh, I felt all funny yesterday. She says, and I've got right bad stomachache this morning. I says, I know.
Kate went to town and don't want to do now.
Well, I did this morning. I'd been trying since yesterday. And I shut off to the toilet.
Oh, pain. I'll shout right down into the front. Something's going to drop out at the bottom.
That's it. That's exactly what I was like. That's why I shut off. I couldn't stand it anymore. It's as though you've got to go that minute.
Keep going to the toilet. We don't do now.
Oh, well, I did. I didn't all day yesterday, but I did today.
Hello.
But I come downstairs and you'd gone and I thought, I bet she didn't hear
me.
come out with some things, yeah, don't they? Morning. What made you change your mind?
There's
an
open day
at
college, isn't there?
Yeah. 18th of it. Yeah. So you want to try there, get your literature and everything. But you could apply for grants and everything to help you get your stuff for. Stephen got 420 summit. Got 400, because they're giving 120 odd quid. Because you get one when you start in September. He didn't get no more than when he went in back to school in January. They give him one in January, and then you have your Easter holidays, you go back, and he's got another £88 to pick up, because he split it into three parts. So like that, you've got it, but you don't use it all at once. So you want to check on that. Yeah, you want to check on it. Well, yeah, and then you get your free book back. You get Johnny and back. It's not too bad. You want to check it all out. But Stephen's got a free bus pass, grant, everything. See you later. She'll phone up and say, oh, I'm coming down for an hour. No, milk, again. It's only when Stephen's in.
I've got someone drinking.
Oh, that's some jelly babies there. It's only when Stephen's in, he goes in the fridge and eats, drinks it out of a bottle. But there were that much in, so he's not said no, you see. And we're Maggie coming up for a cuppa. I've run out again. I'm sick of it. Better day today.
This
is nice. You know what, I'm looking at that in front of me.
Not much of a selection at the moment.
No, I got a load of it the other day.
Yeah, I want to get through it that quick.
I'll be in a pig, I'll have a double decker.
brought sweets for me yesterday. And they've no bar lines, like, you know, these.
No chocolate?
No.
Oh, that's no good, is it?
No. Not very
happy. Silly. It's just to put you off what you're doing, that's why they're going, God, that's a funny number.
FZX?
Yeah.
I know, you're better off with them letters, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they come out quite often.
I've never noticed before.
I mean, we have, you know, like initials, so, you know, we've got A's and C's
like
and J's.
K-R-E. I automatically pick them ones.
Yeah. I mean, we got a winner, and we won 25 quid.
Mm-hmm.
And we got them 250 quid. Bit of difference.
It is, it's a lot of difference.
Ta-da,
Joe.
See you, Joe.
Yes, a comedy.
This one, said. Looks a good futuristic one. Steve likes them.
You buying this,
Doc? Yeah, please. Okay, I've got a rough idea of what he's got and what he had now.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. I'm doing well so far. I've one back, have I?
No.
That must be good.
It is.
See a few of them, you know, right at the beginning where it shows your preface?
Yeah.
That's where it's jumped, not on the film itself.
Yeah, you know why? It's because of continuous rewinding. You always get damage at front at tape. Best thing is to cut it off.
Oh, well,
I'll just, yeah.
He uses his automatic and cuts it all off and gets rid of it.
Yeah, it's any damage on tape, 9 out of 10 times, is the first fault. It's because when they wind them back, it's a jag.
Tight,
complete jag all the time when they wind them back.
Well, that doesn't bother us.
No.
Ta-da!
You mean, don't you know?
Yeah.
We were in it because of
Okay, you're
going to go.
Come on,
come on.
Come on.
leg injuries. Because police were telling them all their fault. But it's been done at corner there, look, you can see flats. Where's the car that it's gone into? I said to Tracy, I said, well, there's a moped bike.
Who's been going that way, or, you know, I mean, always accidentally, but
you never know which way they're coming. I've just said to Tracy, they're coming.
Well, I would
definitely.